Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. All homes, big and small, we discuss them all. My name's Justin Mecha. I've got a very, very special show for you this weekend. I'm going to open up personally, Daryl. We're gonna open this the heart up in this guy. We're going to share the story. I've shared this story bits and pieces over the years. The Flat at Home Show has been on the air for 6 years now. A little over 6 years, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. In the studio with me, Daryl Hanley of Grizzly Home Loans, and I'm glad you're here. I'm going to open up and I'm going to share with the good people. We've been discussing for a few weeks now the reasons why you would do owner financing, right? How and why you do owner financing. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this, why I've spent well over a month, in fact, most of my career discussing owner financing, is because that's what's changed my life.
Yeah.
And so now we're going to get to the why. Why I talk about owner finance to the capacity that I do.
You know why? You know what I love about this and what's refreshing is I remember being in college, being in the gym. Mm-hmm. You know, you spend a lot of time in the gym because you're not married and you got a lot of free time. But there was always this one guy standing in the gym who was significantly overweight, similar to Heavy D right now. But he would be, you know, coaching you and telling you how to, you know, you should do it this way.
Sure.
This is the technique. And I would always look back at him and I never said anything, but I look back and go, dude,
who are you?
You look like you've never done any of this.
Yeah.
The thing I love about this today is that you're talking about your life.
Yeah.
You're giving. The worst thing is hearing somebody who's never done it try to tell you how to do it.
Right.
This is the guy who's done it.
Yeah.
You know,
time and time again.
I can't wait. I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
So.
This is cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm not just the guy in the corner telling people how to lift weights and not lifting weights myself.
Yeah.
Look at these guns.
Dude. Virginia Slim.
That's right. Virginia Slim in the house. Hey, friends, I want to thank my good sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. They put up good money to make this show happen every weekend. And so I appreciate that and appreciate them. This is a story going back to 2014. I was licensed for about a year, a little over a year. And I'm helping people buy and sell homes and doing what I can to make a name for myself in the real estate industry here in the Flathead. And I became homeless. And it was really interesting because I actually was nominated for Rookie Realtor of the Year. And I was standing before my peers, a couple hundred people in the crowd, and I didn't have a place to sleep that night.
Wow.
Yeah. And nobody knew that, right? Here I am on a stage, receiving accolade for my performance and my inspiration and my influence in the industry, nominated for Rookie Realtor of the Year, and I didn't have a place to sleep that night. And what had happened, without getting into those details, I was married and then I wasn't married. And my now ex-wife asked me to leave. We were renting a home together and my counselor had encouraged me, like, if you push back, because I was like, I have just as much right to that house as she does. And the counselor was like, if you push back, she's just going to go further away. And I didn't want a divorce. So I was working hard to keep that alive. And as a result, it cost me a roof over my head.
Yep.
So I slept in the basement of a friend's floor that evening after going, that was called from going very high to very low
inside
a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I get a text message from a friend and they said, here's an address in Columbia Falls, go. And I was like, okay. So anyhow, I'm desperate for a home. I drive up to this house and this is the house that I find, Daryl. And for the good people listening, you're just gonna have to play along. If you are listening and you want to watch, you're gonna have to find us on the Flat at Home Show on Facebook. And I'm gonna put the picture of the home for you to see. And you're gonna see that it's really just a glorified pile of bricks.
Yeah.
And here I am. Licensed for 1 year. I didn't make that much money my first year. In fact, I was still bartending. So I think collectively between the two, my income might have been around 40K.
Okay.
1 year on the job, though.
I love that, dude. I love that because there's a lot of people listening to this show.
Right there.
And they're like, we could never do it.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And this is how. Now, what you're looking at here, Daryl, as we scroll through these photos, is this a home that would easily qualify for FHA financing? I mean, it's hard to, and I asked the question because I was an FHA buyer.
Right.
Right. Because maybe if I worked really hard, I could bring you 3.5%.
Yep.
Maybe not. Could this go RD, which would be a zero down loan program?
Yep.
The answer to that question is not at
one
all.
Chance.
Not at all. Right. Could it go FHA? Maybe with a 2 or 3K.
I'm pretty sure there's cutouts for a window. But no windows?
Yeah. This is what was happening. This was a home built in the 40s, and I don't think it had been loved on since, right? It had the old cedar shake siding. It had a metal roof on top of old cedar shingle roof. So it had this funky thing going on in the roof. It had windows that had failed to the degree of the glass. The single pane glass was sliding out of the frame. There was a gap of about an inch between that window right there. There was a gap on the top frame, the top pane, where bees were.
No.
They were coming into the house. There were beehives in the living room.
Like, so to call this old school would be an understatement.
That would be very generous. Yeah. And when I approached this house, what had happened was a friend knew the owner of this home, and the owner of this home had attempted to sell the home for a few times. And they just said, this person has attempted to sell this home. They've not been successful. Maybe they'll at least rent it to you. I know you need a place. And so I go and I'm like, whoa, I was scared to walk into the house. Right. I thought I'd find somebody dead. You know, it was just one of those situations, like Breaking Bad before Breaking Bad was bad. So it was that. However, I walked in and I was like, man, this is it. This is exactly what I need. I'm a broken dude. This is a broken house. We're going to make a good couple.
Oh, dude.
And what had happened was I turned around to the owner and I said, I know you thought about renting this home to me, except for I'd love to buy it. And here's the problem you have. This home, the reason why it hasn't sold for so many times on the market is because it's asking for an FHA buyer to come buy me, except for it's not going to qualify for FHA. Right. There's too much work needed. Right?
This home fits in no category.
None whatsoever. Square peg, round hole.
Yep.
So I had to build a solution. When we come back from this break, I'm going to share with you the solution.
Can't wait.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Matcha. In the studio with me, Daryl Henley. We're talking about why this guy went owner finance. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59-71.
We're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Daryl Henley, a good buddy of mine and a great lender in the Valley, a guy who's after opportunity and solving problems for people and building opportunities for people. And we're doing this thing together. We're discussing owner finance.
So glad to be here, man.
Yeah, thank you. Owner finance is a little bit off the table, a little bit off the page for most people. Mm-hmm. I predict it's going to show up a little bit more frequently for a number of variables. We're not going to get into that right now. We've been discussing that for well over a month. What we're talking about right now is my own personal story and why I became passionate. And I appreciate the analogy that you gave last segment, which was, Justin is I'm speaking from the heart.
Yeah.
I've done this.
Yep.
And when I can see it happen, I do it again. In fact, interestingly enough, when I bought this home, I lived in it for just about 3 years. I flipped it to an investor. So I was bought out, kind of like what we talked about last weekend.
Yep.
I took that money and bought a duplex. I didn't live in it. So I bought my first rental with the proceeds of this house.
Oh, nice.
And then when I got bought out, because I maintained 10% ownership in this when I got bought out by the investor, when I got that 10%, I bought my house. So I went from homeless to three doors in 2 years.
Yep. And this is a great way to do it.
Owner finance all the way around.
Yeah.
Because I'm still 2 years young in my career. Qualifying for a mortgage would have been pretty hard. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I finally qualified for a mortgage on my primary home in Kalispell, it was an expensive loan because there was a lot of things that needed to be compensated for, like a rather low credit score, shallow history. I have a bankruptcy way back in the day. There's a lot of ugly things over there that needed to kind of get fixed up. And I'm sharing these things because you see these things every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you see them, what do you see other than opportunity?
Well, I think both of us have the same mindset. Mm. I didn't grow up in any kind of wealth. Mm. We grew up in poverty. I don't know how you grew up, but there was nobody standing there, trying to make things happen for me. And so opportunities
you
like
this. You weren't born on a yacht?
I'm going out on yours later today.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Oh, wow.
But yeah, so I mean, this is really ideal, honestly.
Yeah.
It's ideal for people who, how many times do you hear people complaining? I see it all over social media.
I'm never going to.
All these people own it. All the elites are buying all this stuff. Yep. And I'm like, all I hear is excuses.
I know.
Let's come up with answers.
And if you continue to tell yourself that, then that's all you're going to ever live.
Correct.
The very immediate response I give people when they say, I will never be able to, or my children will never be able to, I remind them, never is a very long time.
It is.
Why curse people with never?
Absolutely.
You know what? Because for a minute, I thought that too, until I stopped thinking it. And I had to ask the question. The scariest moment of my life up until that point was asking the question, hey, would you consider selling this to me? And you know what? It's interesting. I negotiated my rent down. Like she wanted X, and I gave her less than X. And the reason why is because I said, I need cash to flip this house. You know what I'm going to do? I was very, very transparent with what I was going to do. In fact, I put it in the purchase contract. These are the things I'm going to fix while I occupy this home. And by selling me this home, you're also permitting me to do these things. Now, here's the vehicle that I used for this purchase, Darrow, which is very different than the vehicle we discussed last weekend, contract for deed. I did this one lease with purchase.
Okay.
Yeah. So I never took title to the property or while I lived in it.
Right.
Right. And therefore I was merely a tenant claiming ownership, making changes as if I was an owner. Yep. Takes a lot of negotiation for that.
Yes.
Definitely trust your real estate professional to do that because that is super thin ice. Yep. Very, very high risk compared to contract for deed.
Right.
Compared to just getting a loan and buying them out and now securing it with 30-year fix.
Right. Because many lenders, you know, in that situation that you're talking about, a lot of lenders won't really allow that. As soon as they find out it switched hands, they're calling.
They're calling a note too.
Right.
We were able to do that because she didn't have that. Right. So we had to have all of this open dialogue, all of this open discussion, which is what I'm putting in my book. Right. So I don't know if the good people know this yet. I'm writing a book about this.
What's it called?
The best home to buy in any market is the one you're renting.
Oh, I like it.
That's it. Like the best home to buy in any market is the one you're renting. And it's this story of this, what was a two bed, one bath home that became a 3-2 in Columbia Falls downtown. You know, when I drive by today, I'm going to show you, Darrow, and I'm going to show the good people who are watching the video. And if you want to search for the Flathead Home Show on Facebook, you can watch the video. I'm going to show you the video or the improvements here, Darrow. Let me go here. Let me go here. And this is what it became, Darrow.
Wow.
Look at that. That is a lot of labor of love, sweat, blood, and tears. Yeah. And what was literally going on here is, again, I had my two little kids. They were, I think about 6 and 7 at the time. And we were going to school in Kalispell. So I would drive them to school every day. I was a realtor by day and bartender by night. And the bartending money actually flipped this house.
Wow.
Like I'd buy pieces, piecemeal, piece at a time.
Let me ask you this. Did you see this?
No.
When you saw the original?
What I saw was a home.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it would look like.
Okay.
You know, I knew it was going to look good.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I would tear a wall down and discover bigger problems. Every home flipper knows that story. You know, and
I'm not going to lie, dude, looking at that, it looks like a VRBO. You would come to Montana and spend a weekend.
It's cute.
It is.
It's cute.
It's perfect.
And we ended up selling it to this great couple. And I drive by. When I drive by, I see them sometimes in the yard. It's kind of cool. It's a cool story.
Yeah.
It means a lot to me. And it can mean a lot to you. And this is how we make it happen. And this is why you trust your professionals to guide you through the process so that you can change your life too.
Absolutely.
Best home to buy in any market is the one you're renting.
That's ideal.
That is ideal. Thank you, Darrow. Hanley Grizzly Home Loans. Listen, consult with your professionals and talk to them about this dream because yes, it can happen and never is a very long time. So don't ever curse yourself with that word. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. This is Darrow Hanley. Wishing you well, friends. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.